Darren Hoffman heard this song, something clicked in his mind.
I heard a tune from Jason Marcellus called Discipline Strikes Again. When I heard this, it was one of the first times in many years that I was inspired to create a music video. Like, I even had the idea of, well, that could be a good music video.
Hoffman applied for a community partnership grant with the Jazz and Heritage Foundation to produce a handful of music videos.
By the time I got the grant, I had met so many new masters of New Orleans that I decided, well, why don't I just piggyback on this grant that I got and invite all these new teachers I have to record with us.
What began as a 1 or 2 day shoot with two musicians mushroomed into a 9 day shoot with nearly a dozen artists, including Steve Masikowski, Roland Guerin, Jason Marsalis, Lucian Barberin, Shannon Powell, and vocalist Topsy Chapman.
At that point, I had so much content, I was like, well, I got to make a movie out of this.
The result is Tradition is a Temple, The Modern Masters of New Orleans, an official selection at this year's New Orleans Film Fest. Hoffman isn't the likeliest choice to make a movie about traditional New Orleans music. After all, he grew up in Miami. An aspiring musician and filmmaker, he went to film school at Florida State University in Tallahassee. Then, an encounter with musicians Marsalis, Guerin, and Marcus Roberts changed the course of Hoffman's life forever.
At that moment, I decided I would need to go to music school, and the best place to do that would be in New Orleans.
Hoffman moved to the Crescent City in 2007, knowing only Guerin and Marsalis, and began playing drums at the church across the street from his home. He soon met legendary drummer Shannon Powell, a.k.a. the King of Tremé.
I beat to eat. That's my motto, I beat to eat. I don't beat, I don't eat, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was trying to help Darren understand that when he first met me.
The student-teacher relationship between Powell and Hoffman became a friendship, and Powell helped Hoffman connect with most of the musicians involved with the project. Not everybody was on board at first.
Well, actually, I was trying to figure out what he was doing. It was so confusing. He was saying he was trying to do this project. It was never in-depth that we talked about it.
That's Topsy Chapman, a vocalist for the Chapmans and Solid Harmony.
But I happened to just fall in love with him like a son, you know. So whatever he wanted to do, I was going to support him.
Tradition is a Temple features interviews with the musicians, classic film footage from Jules Kahn, and photos from the historic New Orleans collection. But the highlights of the movie are the actual musical sequences, jam sessions shot against a pure black background.
Oh, tomorrow night at the hip, yeah.
The black background was a way of putting, not in a vacuum, but pushing away all the distractions of the things that surround the actual musician and his craft.
Hoffman didn't stop with just a documentary. What really has people talking is an app that Hoffman developed called the 2D Music Player. That's T-U-T-T-I.
You have a software platform that will display all of the different parts of a musical ensemble and picture in picture on a screen.
If you are a clarinet player, you can focus in directly on what the clarinet player is doing. You
know, that's Steve Masikowski, chair of jazz studies at the University of New Orleans, and one of the musicians featured in both the movie and the app.
So that's what's kind of neat about it, the fact that you can just sort of like pick and choose who you want to look at and analyze, and I think you can slow it down. You can do all kind of things that, you know, we can do in the computer age now, you know, to make learning very, very efficient.
Shannon Powell weighs in.
And it gives the young student listeners and people that are studying hand-on how, you know, this stuff is done rhythmically. You know, it's better seeing it and hearing it than telling somebody how to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Back to Hoffman.
With this application, my goal is to create an access point for people all around the world to experience these best-in-the-world musicians coming from the roots of American music. And from there, we can create a world of better musicians.
In November, the film will be part of the Art of the Real film series at New York's Lincoln Center, followed by digital release through Orchard Distributors. You can already find the 2D Music Player online. But after all that, it still just isn't enough, says Chapman.
Darren did a very good job at researching, but his film could go on for years to try to find everybody in the city who's doing something.
For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.